Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after the Epiphany as we commemorate the baptism of our Lord. The readings for today, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 29, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 to 7, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer God our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, our finest words cannot reach the height of your throne. By your Holy Spirit, take our feeble words and actions, and by your grace, transform them into that which will honor your name. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, take our feeble words and transform them into that which will honor your name. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, equip us and enable us to worship you and lead us to your throne of grace. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the first Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized in his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Jesus' Baptism, the Baptism of Jesus. Jesus' Baptism, the Baptism of Jesus. Our Gospel today from Mark chapter 1 verses 4 to 11 points us to the baptism practiced by John the Baptist and Jesus' baptism. John the Baptist, as he prepared the people for the Messiah who is to come, preached powerfully and effectively. Large crowds of people came out to the wilderness to hear him. They were convinced. They confessed their sins. They repented and were baptized by John as a sign of their repentance. John's baptism, therefore, had two components: repentance and forgiveness. John himself points to the difference between the baptism which he called persons to carry out and the baptism that will be introduced and mandated by Jesus. John said, "I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Mark chapter 1, verse 8. John affirms that the Holy Spirit will be available to all who are baptized with faith in Jesus the Christ. As Jesus is baptized by John, not as a sign of repentance, but as an occasion of recognition and commissioning, the heavens were torn apart, and the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus and anoints him for his ministry of redemption of humankind. Jesus is anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah who will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Jesus is equipped for the task of Messiahship by the Holy Spirit at his baptism. He is also affirmed as the beloved Son in whom the Father is well pleased. After his baptism, Jesus sets out to do the task the Father has set before him. He has to seek God's way and God's will for him, hence his temptations. He has to determine whether he will follow the way of the world or the way of God, that is, the way of the cross, the way of suffering, death, and new life. The baptism of Jesus, that is, the baptism which Jesus called his disciples to carry out when he said to them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28, verse 19. This baptism of Jesus always follows faith. Faith in Jesus by the person being baptized. For example, in Acts chapter 8, verse 38, we read that the Ethiopian eunuch, after coming to faith by Philip's teaching, was baptized by Philip. The baptism of Jesus also takes place on the faith of the parents. In Acts chapter 6, verse 15, Lydia and her whole household were baptized as she came to faith in Jesus the Christ. Paul would say to the jailer who asked him and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul would say, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." He and his entire family were baptized without delay. Acts chapter 6, verse 30 and 33. When we are baptized with faith in Jesus, a fundamental change takes place in us. Whether we are baptized as an adult or as an infant. An adult who is baptized after professing faith in Jesus Christ is transformed by the Holy Spirit, who is able to bring about profound changes in us. The Holy Spirit has the power to purify us, to remove from us the impurities of the world, the flesh, and the devil. In this transformation, we are united with Christ. We are adopted as children of God. We become members of the body of Christ, which is the church, and affirmed as inheritors of the kingdom of God. Our baptism is an initiation rite. Paul compares it with the rite of circumcision in the Old Covenant, where after 8 days, the male offspring was circumcised and given his name, and thus became a part of the covenant. Paul affirms that, "For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. By baptism, we become a part of the body of Christ, the church. Paul likens baptism to spiritual circumcision. He writes in his letter to the Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, "In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ." Thus, Paul would affirm that there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Baptism is also a means of God's grace. It is the beginning of a whole new life, a life in the presence of God's Spirit, a life of union with Christ, a life of forgiveness, a life as a member of the church. Some would argue that infants have no knowledge of sin or forgiveness, therefore they should not be baptized. They may not have any memory of something dramatic taking, but something dramatic takes place.
Mm-hmm.
After baptism, they have to be taught, nurtured, and supported until they reach the full stature of Christ. Infants have no memory of physical birth either, but a transformation takes place from dependence on their mother for food, shelter, and protection, their move to a new life in the world. The fact that they have no memory does not mean that transformation does not take place. Jesus commands his disciples to baptize and teach. All who have been baptized have to be taught and nurtured in the faith in which they have been baptized. That is the task of those who have become mature in their faith. As members of the body of Christ, we are to assist one another in our journey of faith. We must not only be baptized, we must live out our baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are called to take our place in and contribute to the growth of the body of Christ. We have to ensure that the body of Christ is a dynamic, growing body, making a difference in our lives and in the lives of others. We have to ensure that the church carries out its mandate to tell the good news of the gospel, the good news of God's love, so that others would come to believe in the Lord Jesus. We have to ensure that the church teaches the faith to help believers to grow in their understanding, knowledge, and trust in God, in Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. As baptized Christians, we are to ensure that those in need, whether that need is emotional, material, or spiritual, experience God's love through us. We are to ensure that we strive to transform unjust structures and systems in our society. As baptized Christians, we are to ensure that we take care and treasure God's creation, ensuring that, as it was in the beginning, it continues to be, in God's eyes, very good. The baptism of Jesus is about transformation by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We therefore, by our baptism, become new creatures in Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God, the God of all goodness and of all grace, who are worthy of a greater love than we either give or understand, fill our hearts, we beseech you, with such love towards you, that nothing may seem too hard for us to do or to suffer in obedience to your will. And grant that thus loving you, we may become daily more like you, and finally obtain the crown of life which you have promised to those that love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God our Father, creator of the universe, whose Son Jesus Christ came to our world, pour your Holy Spirit upon your church, that all the people of our world, being led to the knowledge of your truth to worship you, may offer the gold of intellect, the frankincense of devotion, and the myrrh of discipline. To him who is with you and the Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns forever, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has manifested your Son, Jesus Christ, to be a light to humankind, grant that we, your people, being nourished by your word and sacraments, may be strengthened to show to all people the unsearchable riches of Christ, so that he may be known, adored, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light of lights, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee, transform your lives and make glad your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And we would like to remind you at this time that next Sunday is the South Region Family Day, and the activities will be virtual. We begin with morning prayer at 7 o'clock. We invite you to tune in to the Anglican Outlook Facebook page. And then at 11, we will have the celebration of the Eucharist on TTT coming from the South Region. In the afternoon at 3 o'clock, there again on the Anglican Outlook Facebook page, there will be a virtual concert. Those of you who wish to take part in the concert, you're invited to record your presentation and submit it either to your church office or to the coordinator of the South Region. We hope that you will continue to look after yourself and others by following the regulations and be safe. Have a very safe and spirit-filled and productive week.